As the healing light of the universe surrounds me and flows through me, I am healed. As the healing light of the universe surrounds me and flows through me, I am healed. As the healing light of the universe surrounds me and flows through me, I am healed.
Level 2. I am more than my body. Level 2 is so exciting and fun. Here is where we have raised our awareness enough to feel spirit and realize, even at first with only the intellect and only a small feeling of spiritual awareness, that we do indeed create our own reality. We have begun to be more mindful. Part 1 of this volume was mainly about level 2. So how do we practice being mindful, and what is it? Mindfulness is to be happy here now in the moment, focusing on this moment, not living in the past or living in the future. You can't live in the past and you can't live in the future. You can only live here now, focused on this moment. We keep our mind on what we are doing in every moment, seeing the beauty of all things, being positive and happy in the moment. There is no sorrow and no pain. There is only sorrow and pain in the past, in memories. That's not where you live. Now, this is not always easy to be mindful in each moment, but it is vital if we wish to grow in awareness. Use the Musivation music and the other tools we discussed in part 1, as they help with being mindful tremendously at this level. And mindfulness is vital at all the first 4 levels. It is just at the higher levels we do not need the tools per se as much. Our mind and heart connection to our soul at the higher levels is now the power. But at level 2, it's really a lot of fun because we begin to be awake. We begin to study the universal laws of attraction and polarity and do our best, as mentioned, to be mindful. We are waking up to the idea that we are more than our bodies, and we are going deeper into the sea of self-discovery. We start to feel awareness within us. A spark has come alive. We begin to study, ask questions, and look within to our spirit for the answers to life's questions. We begin to have such a thirst and gain a better understanding of what is really going on through our higher conscious awareness. How did we wake up to be experiencing this level 2, or this level of awareness? Well, this is different for every soul, and there are many deep answers to this mystery. But at this stage, a mystery it remains, even though present appearances attempt to tell us a different story. Only our soul has the true answer, as this involves what personal power and awareness we brought to this life from other lives, and so much more in-depth ideas that for now, further explanation may only cause confusion and way too much intellectualizing. Suffice it to say, the spark can be turned on by any number of experiences. It may be this very book you are now reading or listening to, a signpost, watching a film, a feeling of being soul sick and deciding that the love we have been searching for in others is actually right where we are. It could be from a physical or emotional shock, like losing a friend. My wake-up call to spirit was through a car accident in 1989. I remembered that I had been aware as a small child of spirit, and I absolutely loved going to church and hanging out with the nuns. I mean, I loved Jesus so much and felt tears of bliss every time I would go to church and hang out with the nuns. I mean, I never wanted to go home. I wanted to live with the nuns. But then puberty hit and I slowly fell into the world's mesmerized state of not knowing. After my car accident in 1989, I began to be aware again of spirit. This car accident, I had many, many heavy, heavy injuries and I was in hospital for months. But when I came out of the physical pain, I absolutely, it was like being born again. I loved God. I mean, all I knew was I was happy. I felt amazing. I had like this illumination and I had risen again in love with God like when I was a little girl, but even more intensely. I felt this love so powerfully that I went in search of where God lived. So I figured, as I said, that God lived in the church. Now, I went looking everywhere and I went through so many different experiences. But what I can tell you now that I know that I am, and where I am right now is where God lives. What I do know from my experience of working over the last 15, 16 years and speaking to people from all over the world, and from many different cultures and religions, is that it does not matter what happened to wake us up to God, to wake up our spark, so to speak. As long as we do wake up, the experience or feeling is very similar. In every single one of us that have woken up, it is love. That's it, my friend. L-O-V-E. The love that is the joy, that is the peace, that goes beyond human happiness. It's just love. Everything is just, we just feel in love with the world. We appreciate. So that's it. Okay, I don't need to read any more of the book. You've all got it. It's all about love. Oh, you want me to continue? Okay, I will. So, at level two of awareness, this can be a very challenging and yet a spiritually adventurous and happy time in our lives as we circumnavigate what this world of spirit has to offer us. It can be very fulfilling, joy-filled and rewarding as we begin to read every spiritual and metaphysical, mystical book we can get our hands on. We go on a quest for truth and study Reiki, New Thought, astrology, mysticism, metaphysics and so forth. I remember I had my band together after I was miraculously healed in my car accident, but that's how Musivation began, and you can hear about that at some other time. But I remember going on stage and I'd be reading a book and I would literally put the book at the side of the stage, go on and do this amazing set because I sang better, I felt better, I was better with an audience because I had all this light now. And so I'd be doing my set, I'd run off and I'd start reading the book again. That's all I wanted to do. I was like, every minute that I didn't have to do something else, I was studying. And this is where we are at level two when we've woken up. We just have a thirst for spirit. It's awesome. It's so much fun. You know, we may go to churches, we look for different teachers, we read different books. We want to know what our purpose is now. Now that we've woken up even just a little bit, we need to know. We now feel we are truly swimming in the depths of the sea and it feels good. We begin to ask so many questions. What is my purpose? There's got to be more than this. What more can I do? We also begin to open our hearts to others' pain and look for ways we can be of service. We begin to see our world and others in a whole new light. It's not just all about us anymore. Our divine spark has been ignited and we feel joyous and powerful. We begin to meet other like-minded souls who are also swimming into deeper waters. We are not alone on our quest. How marvelous! We realize that life is truly magical. We study affirmative prayer and think positive thoughts about what we can do. We may also begin to enjoy manifesting stuff through visualization practices and affirmations and all that cool stuff. We are determined to clear away the quagmire that had us mesmerized and to take charge of our life's experience. Some may begin to meditate at level two. However, real love and enjoyment, I mean real enjoyment of meditation, does not seem to come to full appreciation until level three. Most of us are more interested in clearing away old habits and in learning how to use the law of attraction in our favor than in meditation practices, which is fine because we do what we have to do at whatever level of awareness we are now experiencing. We all go through it. except for those rare high beings. And more about that later. When we are ready, we are ready. It is as simple as that. For some, the main focus and why we begin these studies and practices could be to heal our bodies. Perhaps we were just desperate to heal our bodies. We found out that we had some disease, and that's what brought us to awarenesses, because we started using affirmative prayer and visualization. Whenever we start putting positive thoughts into our mind, that actually helps ignite our spark of spirit. So even if you did that, you know, you came here and you said, okay, I wanted to learn about this because I wanted to attract money and success or whatever, and that's the reason you came to this book. And here I am talking about all this spirituality and all of this other stuff. So you might say, hey there, Michelle, wait a minute. That's the reason I purchased this book. It was to become a magnet to money. What's all this stuff about spirituality and levels? You know, I don't get it. Part one was cool. It's all about the money and how to manifest. Why are you going into all this stuff? So, you think the only reason you were attracted to this book was to become a magnet to money? Was it? Was it? Was it really? You know, there are no coincidences in life. You are still reading or listening to this right now because you want to know more. So please be patient and keep reading, because as we raise our awareness, that also helps us attract more good into our life or lift that veil of illusion to what is already there. And you know what? Just to make you feel a little better, Of course, we have every right to want to enjoy the good things in life. And if we really swim into deeper waters, we may find that what we really desire is freedom. Freedom! Did I hear you say freedom, sister? Yes, I did. And yes, money can help us to be free. So it is good and right to desire money. There is absolutely nothing wrong in desiring more of the good things in life, because then the good things in life have a higher vibration anyway. We have every divine right to do so. It is, in fact, our divine heritage. We are the beloved offspring of the divine presence, and the kingdom of God is ours. Feel better now? Good. Let's continue. You know, I love this because it really doesn't matter. We all have to have some sort of incentive to keep up our spiritual studies and practices at this level. And good health, love, and yes, good old-fashioned money is as good an incentive as anything else at this level of our growth. The affirmations and the positive motivation music and the visualization exercises we practice at this level are powerful and positive, and they do help to melt away some of the collective thoughts and mesmerizing effects that we have taken on during this lifetime. We live with over 6 billion other souls on this planet right now in 2008. So of course we are going to take on other people's thoughts and impressions. We've been doing that all of our lives. Did I hear you say lives? No, we're not really going to be speaking about reincarnation now. Maybe another book. But anyway, the Musivation positive affirmation songs and visualization programs help us tremendously at this level to clear away old negative belief systems we have held for so long. At the very least, we'll have a much more positive outlook on life and become better people. We can also become more successful, as most people are magnetically drawn to happy people who have a we can do it attitude. This is why some people who we feel to be less talented than we are get the best gigs, happy relationships, and better situations in life because of their positive attitude. At level one, we are stumped as to why. It seems so unfair. We could not comprehend this before. But now we know that most people love a happy, positive, giving person to work with or befriend, whether they admit it or not. A happy person is an attractive person. I always love to use the example from films, as many films that have been created show us how to swim in the sea. I have a feeling that if Jesus the Christ was born in today's world, he would have been an amazingly successful filmmaker, as he was the greatest of all storytellers. Jesus knew that people learn best from hearing a story. With a story, we are less likely to take it personally or become reactive. We don't feel like we're being judged. We are simply being entertained and have our whole attention focused. One movie, as an example of waking up from level 1 to 2, is The Truman Show with Jim Carrey. Jim played the part of Truman Burbank. Truman is a man whose life is a fake. The place he lives in is in fact a big studio lot with hidden cameras everywhere. And all his friends and people around him are actors who play their roles in the most popular TV show in the world, The Truman Show. Truman thinks that he is an ordinary but happy man with an ordinary life and has no idea about how he is being exploited. After being married a few years, he felt the itch to leave his hometown and explore, go on vacation somewhere exotic, but he was always thwarted from leaving. There were always perfectly logical and legitimate excuses given from the people, the actors in his town, that stopped him from leaving. He started feeling very suspicious and uncomfortable, even in his own home. He was beginning to swim into deeper waters and waking up into level 2, where he knew there must be more to life than this. He started realizing, hey, this isn't normal. How come that bike keeps going on around the block at exactly the same time? He started noticing things in his town and he felt very suspicious. He did find one person who tried to tell him the truth, a beautiful girl he was rising in love with, absolutely falling in love with this beautiful woman, and she suddenly disappeared from his town. But he still had to risk his life sailing across what he thought was a dangerous ocean during a violent storm to discover he was on a huge TV soundstage and his whole life had been a setup, a lie. Sound familiar? What a great metaphor for life. Now again, I'm going to remind us all, there is no better or worse level in this thing called life. It simply is. So please, please do your best to not be too hard on yourself, nor to judge others. We at this level do not know where someone else is at in the sea of unlimited consciousness. We have no clue sometimes just who is standing right in front of us. So attempting to judge others is useless and actually can take us backwards to the shore as our ego has become too powerful. The ego loves for us to judge, as then we don't feel less than. Only the divine presence within truly knows. It is only this world that judges. What was right or wrong 100 years or even 50 years ago is now laughed at as antiquated thinking. Now we are at last aware enough to recognize when negative judgment rears its ugly head. Oh, wow! I've got to say next and stop this. And then this negative judging of myself and others will be released. Only joyful, grateful thoughts and feelings belong with me now. That was just old stinking thinking. They're not my true thoughts or feelings. That's just past thinking. That's the human experience. That isn't where love lives. Love only lives here, now. Now watch out, people, watch out. For here we are at level 2. And we now have a little spiritual knowledge of the universal laws and fancy ourselves as somewhat experts on spiritual and metaphysical matters. We go about and let everyone know just why they are creating this or that bad experience into their life. even when no one has asked our advice. And without even a moment's hesitation, we begin to share all the reasons why a person is not in happier or more fortunate circumstances. So if we have been guilty of such an act, let us now forgive ourselves and move on. We were, we thought at the time, only wishing to help. It is best at this level to only give advice when asked or simply be the example by demonstrating a good life. Most of us go through this at one time or another at this level. I most certainly did. As mentioned, we never know where another truly is within their own consciousness, and they may simply be requiring certain life experiences to assist them in waking up, or they may be a level 3 or 4 and are simply showing the world a different face so as to be anonymous to who they truly are. We realise at these levels that most people would not understand and would in fact think we were crazy if we shared what we really know to be true, so we are quiet unless we feel the person is ready to hear. Why set ourselves up to ridicule or debate? We have nothing to stand up for or defend. We simply know it and live it. We are simply doing our best to be clear vehicles for God's grace. But more about that later.